keep running my mohawk. I just put it up.
Remember that? I shoved a fucking eyeball of deer down Davey's mouth. And I'm like, whoa, whoa. And then Karen runs up and goes, "Wanna do acid?" And I'm like, "Get out of here."
No, I'm gonna do acid.
I think the Butthole Surfers are probably the most stoned band in the United States, but still they're able to pull it off.
Oh, what would you know? Everybody's a fucking idiot.
Pull what off? Shit.
Fuck. That went
too well. They just got fined. So.
Yeah, just like everyone else. We fucking took that carcass and then we gave it to them. They're all like, "Oh, we'll put it in our car." And they didn't want to touch it. I don't know fucking pussies. We ought to get more people from Michigan to move out to San Francisco.
San Francisco would love Michigan. People open arms, tender heart, tenderloin, nice bunch of guys.
So did Melly ever tell you about the time that we went down to the Mission District and met some young Mexican boys? No, there were two 14-year-old boys. One of them even looked like he might have been Henry Rollins, your Mexican brother. We had some candy bars in the car, and we tried the old give him the candy bar and lure him inside the open door with your finger motion.
One, two, sausage.
But they were in the back seat and Smelly held them down while I took their pants and money. And
yeah. I didn't want any of their money. I just wanted their flesh.
Their buttholes.
A lot of people are afraid to say it though.
Well, I'm not afraid to say it. I mean, they were there and we were there and things happened. Now they're trophies.
Good thing I learned the art of taxidermy when I was back in the slaughterhouse.
Try that again with you anyway, somewhere.
Well, I think
the Mission District just seems to be filled with these young vagrant boys just roaming around in white dirt t-shirts.
When I was 13 and I heard I kill children, basically I'd already killed two by then. I knew my direction.
Well, it is an anthem. We did actually get a lot of flack for that thing, and I've backed down a few times on it, but I'm thinking about speaking out about it again, and people like Tipper Gore's children are taking a stance behind her father, and I don't know.
That's about it. You don't do shit. You say one thing, but you're into the other thing, and you're afraid. You're basically like everyone.
Let me tell you something.
I like to.
Let me tell you something. Take one thing on my sack, Joe.
Don't tell me what it's good. That motherfucker's drunk again. I said he's drunk. He's drunk on whiskey. That motherfucker's drunk. I said he's drunk. He's drunk on whiskey.
I'm for it. Let's go.